Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In July 1930, Ernest Schneider's favorable first impression of Illahee swayed him to remain in the remote settlement, despite its inconveniences. Present-day Illahee remains an hour's drive from Powers or Gold Beach, Oregon. Schneider was part of a water rights survey crew in the area. One owner persuaded him to stay and work for a year, which extended to 14. In December 1939, Schneider took his car over the Agnes Powers Road to Myrtle Point to stock up on winter supplies. Loaded with groceries, Schneider started for home in the midst of a severe storm, encountered a landslide at China Flat, and took refuge that night in a leaky cabin. The Forest Service arrived the next morning to open the road. They had Schneider leave his car unlocked so it could be moved to Illahee for him when the road was clear. 5 weeks later, Schneider heard that the car was still about 5 miles away, blocked by another huge slide. Schneider hiked in and carried groceries home in a knapsack. In 1944, he built Schneider's Lodge. It still offers comfort to travelers in the backcountry today, but renamed as the Illahee Lodge. Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.